Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Muchu African Radio Halifax. My name is Eddie and I am your Mambo show host. Mambo in Swahili simply means news. And when you say Mambo, the reply is Safi, which means good news in Swahili. This again is the Muchu African Radio Halifax. So a couple weeks ago, we were privileged to have the Black Umfolosi musical group from Zimbabwe here in Halifax. They were on a tour in Europe and in North America, and we met with them at the Carlton Halifax concert that they had. It was beautiful. It was breathtaking. Just take a listen for yourself and let us know what you think.
We are a Black Umfolosi, a group that comes from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. And at the moment, we are almost winding up our tour, which started like towards end of August. We started off in the United Kingdom and then went to the US and then finally came to Canada in October. I think 27th of October is when we came to Canada. And then we started off doing some venues in BC. And after BC, went to do some venues in Alberta. And from Alberta, did Saskatchewan. And then we went to Ontario, did some venues in Ontario and one venue in Quebec. And finally, after that, then came to Nova Scotia. As we speak now, we just came from Charlottetown in PEI. Prince Edward Island, and yesterday we of course were here in the mainland in Pictou, and we are here today in Halifax. So I just want to say it has been quite a wonderful experience. Black Umfolosi has been doing this for a while now, because the group itself, Black Umfolosi, is 40 years old as we speak now. And we'd been on road and traveling since from the early 90s. So this has been one of those tours that we very much enjoyed, despite the fact that it was soon after the COVID pandemic. Some people were still very slow to come to the performances because they are still not sure if the issue of crowds will work all right for them, or maybe the COVID will strike again. But however, having said that, I would say most of our venues that we have done were fairly attended, and the performances went out very well. An example of that one will be the show that we did in Calgary. It was recorded live, and then if people are able to check Black Umfolosi live in Calgary, they will see what I'm talking about. The house was filled with people and everything else went all right. And I would say we are very happy. And we promise that tonight here is going to be a very special night, after which then we are left with Margaretsville. And then we are left also with this one called Annapolis. So, yes, we're almost there. So we just towards the end of our tour. But otherwise, it's a cast of 5 people. As you see, my name is Tomeki, and we have our lead singer Socha Moyo, and we have Luzibo Moyo, we have Sandy Dube, we have Austin Chisale. We started way back in 1982 when we were still at a school, and as young people at a school, we decided to start something exciting, something entertaining, and then we decided just for fun to group up and start some singing. And from that random singing, we discovered that there was so much talent in us. Naturally, Zimbabweans, or should I say Africans, as you know, Africans are very good in rhythm, Africans are very good in music, in all sorts of music, percussion instruments and so forth. So we then discovered that there's so much that we can do with our voices without instruments. So we started then exploring more on our voices and picked on a particular style of singing, which is very common amongst our people, called Imbube or Isicathamiya. So it is the music tradition that is predominantly in the part of the country where we come from, and also in South Africa, Swaziland as well, a little bit of Botswana. So it's called Isicathamiya or Imbube, and we grew up in that sort of culture where we saw our fathers, our elderly people doing this kind of genre. And then as young people, of course, when you come into it, it will move another step from where it was, because young people always want to put some enthusiasm and put a lot of energy to it, and maybe topics, exciting topics as well, like our elderly guys would like seeing about having fun in the community, drinking beer and good harvest, good rains, and maybe a certain visitor who came and what have you, they slaughtered a goat, or maybe they slaughtered a cow, and then a feast or a wedding. They will sing around those topics. But now, as young people and very much curious to go into the world, we then diversified and became more like a vocal newspaper, whereby we educate, we conscientize, we also entertain. That way, then our music got much more meaning to the rest of the world. Hence, our travels and our invitations all over. And here we are now, 40 days down the line. We are still heavy, we are still happy, and we are still going on. Zimbabwe is situated in Southern Africa. It's a landlocked country. To the south of the country is South Africa. To the east is Mozambique, and to the north is Zambia and a little bit of Malawi, and to the west is Namibia and Botswana. So we are right in the middle. It's a beautiful piece of land. Very diverse in natural riches, like talking of good weather for cropping, even for agriculture in terms of animals. It is one of those best places you can think of. And mineral-wise, also Zimbabwe produces quite a wide, diverse range of minerals, including gold, diamond, and all these minerals that are very precious, emeralds and so forth. And yeah, I would say that's where we come from. It's a beautiful country, very hospitable and very much appreciative. If one were to visit Zimbabwe, it's popularly known also with one of the seven wonders of the world, the Big Falls, the deepest falls I think ever. It is called the Victoria Falls, and named after Queen Victoria. But initially, and its original name is Mosiwotunya, meaning the water that boils or the water that thunders, because as the water drops down the gorge, there's so much mist, smoke, and rainbows that rise up into the sky. So it's a beautiful piece of land with a lot of also what you call safaris, game life, animals and everything. So a lot of hunters from around the world come and get licenses to do some hunting for specific trophies, elephants, leopards, lions, and so forth. So yeah, I would say it's a lovely country. People are very, very much what do you call it, musical in Zimbabwe. Other sections of the country, they do more of like the horn music, like the Batonga, with a people called the Batonga. Their music consists of a lot of horns from animals and even from goats. So like in a big massive number, they would blow those horns. It would be very nice sounds from all over. You feel the music in the space everywhere. It's like you don't even know what's buzzing around all over, and they'll be dancing and buzzing in those instruments. When you go up north, there's a lot of drumming, of course not as much as in West Africa. West Africa is well known and very good in djembes and very loud drums, but there are certain types of drums that we have back home that are very long and tall. They will play those and play the thumb piano, dance with costumes and stuff. So when you go down south where we are, south and to the west, also there are certain types of drums that we have in that region. More dances that we do, like rain dances, and a lot of singing, a lot of vocal work comes from that part of the country. And a lot of what do you call it? Because I talked about mines and I talked about mining as a big thing, or as a big industry in the region. So there will be some dances also that relate to the mining. Like, for example, the gumboot dance, and we are going to be showing that tonight here in this venue. The stage is very small, but we'll squeeze in there so that at least they have an appreciation of what Black Umfolosi does as a summary of the kind of art from Southern Africa.
My name is Sandy Dube, and I sing soprano and alto for the band. I've pretty much been part of the band my whole entire life because one of the co-founders is my father. So I've literally been with him when he was doing his local tours. We would be back home when they come back from tour and they tell us about, culture, traveling, cultural exchange and so forth. So for me, I've always been in the music industry from a young age, not just from singing, but I play piano and I used to sing, used to do orchestra. So finally, joining the group, that happened in 2016 whilst I was still at school. And that is when they formed a younger version of Black Umfolosi. And being the children of Black Umfolosi, we were very much interested in being part of the project that they started back home, which was a project which taught the younger generation about the different cultures in Southern Africa, doing music and dance. So for some reason, we also became cultural advocates even at such a young age, and we understood the music and the story behind the music. So being here today is such an honor, to be able to tour with my father, to be able to tour with a group that has flown all over the world, spreading the joy and the love that we have as Africans. It's such an honor, and I'm very much grateful and learning so much and enjoying the process of even learning other people's cultures through the workshops that we have with children, with the elders, and even just talking to some of the audience people who participate in our dance, our music during the shows. So it's just, it's just been a blessing all around.
My name is Socha Moyo, and it's really great to be here in Halifax tonight. And tonight we expect to have a very good show, a show that is filled with fun, with messages, with laughter, and mingling with our listeners and sharing our music and our messages. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a show that's going to be full of energy, full of life, full of laughing, full of everything we are known of as Africans.
My name is Chiedza Salomba Jones. I am from Zimbabwe. I am a speaker, I am a spoken word artist, and I am a writer. I love words. I love the impact that words can have on people. Words have the power to build, they have the power to enrich, the power to encourage, the power to strengthen people. And so the opportunity to be able to use words through ways that I'm very passionate about allows me to be able to put messages across that I hope build and enrich people's lives through my art. So I am from Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is a country that is in the southern part of Africa. It is a very, very beautiful country. You find that there are a lot of very warm people. And one thing I really love about the Zimbabwean people is that no matter what they're going through, they're always so positive and they always exude such warmth. And that's one thing I really miss about home. We also have really great food, food that I miss a lot when I'm out here. And we also boast of a lot of beautiful places. We have the Eastern Highlands, which is just absolutely amazing. We have Wange National Park. We also have one of the wonders of the world, one of the seven wonders of the world, which is the Victoria Falls, which is absolutely breathtaking. And so I would encourage anyone who has never been to Zimbabwe to go there, and anyone who has been there to go there again, because it's an absolutely beautiful country.
My name is Mc Edward Jones. People call me Eddie, and I'm from Sierra Leone, Freetown, and now I live here in Halifax, Nova Scotia. I'm a singer, songwriter. I do a little bit of producing. I compose. Background mostly in Afro music, gospel, contemporary style gospel music. Been singing since I was 14. So music is a passion. It was a hobby, but then it became a passion, and I take it very seriously, and I really love to do it. That's my musical background in a nutshell. I play a little bit of keyboard, but I'm still working on that. So, but that's me in terms of the music business. Music has a way of connecting people. So during the singing from other cultures, and I've gotten to know a little bit about their culture too through their music, and I have integrated some of that into my music that I do, you know, and it brings out a unique sound. It brings out a different feel. So I think that's what music does in terms of bringing cultures together. Most recent country I visited was Zimbabwe. Sunshine, Zimbabwe. It's a beautiful country. That is where my wife is from. And we went there in April and we did our traditional marriage. Beautiful. Met a lot of warm, loving people. And, you know, one of my favorite parts was when we went to the village. You know, we just sitting around the fire roasting corn and just looking at the beautiful sky with all the stars, and that was just, it was just refreshing. And then we got to see the wild animals, did a little bit of a game drive, and I saw a lion for the first time, like leopards and elephants. I fed some elephants. So yeah, Zimbabwe is the most recent African country that I've been to, and I'd recommend that you go and visit. It's a beautiful place. You won't regret it. You would want to stay longer than you plan to stay.